From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, TGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. I'm Stacy Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And on this cold Friday, the news that we can use is certainly what in the world is going on with the weather, right? And making sure that as you're out and about, if you have anywhere to go, of course, this is for some a 3-day weekend anyway. It might turn into a 4-day weekend with the weather. And I'm telling you, my little drive up Lancaster Boulevard to the studio wasn't too bad. In fact, you know, I'm a trained weather. I can drive in real tough terrain and deep snow and all of that because I lived in South Dakota. And it's been interesting looking at the forecast across the United States. Our friends in Arkansas, we live there. I lived there for almost 3.5 years. And boy, they're really under it. They have South Dakota-like temperatures there. We're talking like below zero freezing pipes because they're not used to or accustomed to the super cold weather down in Arkansas. Usually people move there because they want the warmer weather, right? It's the South. South Dakota, it's cold, but here it's cold. And for us, we're not so used to this, although we're preparing. And my understanding, anybody that went to the store last night, you would think we were going to have a blizzard for like weeks and weeks because everybody was rushing to the store. So hopefully you have everything you need and you maybe don't have to travel out and about today. We will be getting updates from our friend Terry Soule will be giving us an update. But we are in a winter weather event through Saturday. A series of Pacific storms will be moving in with mixed frozen wintry precipitation coming into the region. And of course, you know, in this area, what happens is it rains, it gets really cold, and then it becomes black ice. And that's the most dangerous part about living here in the valley. But as you go towards Portland and certainly the higher ranges, it's becoming a real significantly dangerous situation. And so we want to encourage you to stay home. Those of you that have people on the road, truck driving and across the nation, certainly keep them in prayer, your prayers as they're driving, because this winter effect is expected until noon today, but then it's going to go into other things through the weekend. So we'll keep that in mind as we move through the day, and also certainly getting our updates from our friend Terry will be fun. And currently right now the temperature is 29 degrees. The high temperature will only be 32 degrees. So that's the most important thing for us to be aware of today. There are some updates in regards to state building closures in the Portland Metro and Salem area. They're closed today. Employees are working remotely from home. And of course, Salem Kaiser Public Schools, due to inclement weather, all school facilities are closed. In-person activities are not going to be held today, including meal sites, grab-and-go meal sites. So that's something that you need to plan if you have someone in your family that grabs the meals and goes. Capital Christian Sunshine Daycare, they are closed. Cascade School District, closed, but operating remotely with no limited in-person instruction. So that's what we have so far. I think these are important things. And I want to say again, on our website, I got to figure out why it's not showing up on my phone, but on our website, if you have a computer, if you go to KSLM.news, there's a road conditions link and school closures link, which we put up there. And I got to figure out the technical side of why it's not showing up on my iPhone this morning, but we'll get that figured out. And also, because of the weather, too, we're having some difficulties with our FM translator. So I want to make sure that you, if you're having a hard time finding us at 104.3, that you go. Maybe you've already figured that out, or if you know someone who says, I can't get them this morning on the FM, we'll tell them to go to KSLM.news, and we're streaming live there. Woo! That's a lot this morning to be talking about, but I also want to say, for our local nonprofit and for-profit developers, there is a application where you can get a CDBG funding from the Fed. It's a federal funding application right here in Salem, and it opened up. And eligible nonprofits and for-profits working to assist City of Salem residents are invited to submit proposals for approximately $2 million in the City of Salem Community Development Block Grant and Home Investments partnership. So I encourage you to go to the City of Salem website and check this out, because if you've been helping, if you have a nonprofit and you've been helping community members, there's some funding opportunities there. And having been with the Community Block Grant Program and written grants there in other states, it's a wonderful asset to our community. We're going to check in now with our friend Terry Soule. Let me see if I can get through the phone lines, and he'll give us an update. And moreover, I think not only how are the road conditions right here, particularly in Salem, which he's going to tell us about, but moreover, Terry, I want to find out where you're at on your donut count.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I'm at 3.
Oh, my goodness. And you started out with a dozen, or you're going towards a dozen, or what are you doing?
Stacy, don't get me in trouble. The wife is listening. they're gluten-free donuts, dear, in case you are listening.
Uh-huh.
ever had a gluten-free glazed donut? Neither have I.
It sounds painful.
they are. Well, but someone's got to do them.
So look at you.
I did get you a nice twist donut, but it was awful good, Stacy, so you're not going to get that today either.
Oh, no. See how you are? Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
Well, so
the traffic is looking pretty good right now in the Salem-Kaiser area there.
Mm-hmm.
We still have that stalled tanker, which is right at Shamawa Road and River Road southbound there. And it's been stalled over there for about a little over an hour now. They're trying to get that out of the way there, but it's not causing too much of a problem. The problems that they're having right now are some of the outlying areas. OSP is just running ragged all over the place. They got a rollover accident on the Santiam Freeway up there, Highway Amopos number 22. And they're responding up there right now. Dallas PD has also been a little bit busy today. Some of the outlying cities, Silverton, Woodburn, Staten, they're also a little bit busy this morning because the roads are still slick. As we said earlier, the roads in the Salem-Kaiser area are nice and clear. Right, I shouldn't say clear, but they're not as slick as we originally had about 2 hours ago when I was out. But the outlying cities and some of the outlying streets, you got to keep those in mind too, especially streets with an incline. You might slip and slide a little bit. But other than that, people are taking their time, or they're not even going in, which is fine, which just leaves more donuts for me.
That's right, and we certainly appreciate your updates and encourage you to stay safe yourself as you're out and about eating donuts and checking on the weather. See how you are. I appreciate you taking the time to do that for us today.
Well, I did have a donut for you, but like I say, it was good.
All right. Well, I'll remember that the next time I have a dessert at Dairy Queen. I'll eat yours, too.
You're a cruel woman, you know that.
Thank you, Terry. Will you give us another update here in a little bit?
You gotcha.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Terry Soule with the Terry Soule Show that we have on the weekend, of course. And he does our weather updates, and he's just a treasure here at KSLM Radio. And speaking of treasure, one of the cool things about what I get to do here, and really my heart, is to connect to the community that we live here in the greater Willamette Valley with individuals who are impacting for good and really making a difference and getting engaged, just like we talk about. You know, we talk about that on my show plan about how we want to get the education that we need. We want to be empowered. We want to engage our community. It's easy to curse at the darkness and go, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, from the comfort of our home or, you know, our easy chair or whatever. It's easy to make those comments on our little computer or social media. But it's taking that next step and doing something about it and learning, getting out of our comfort zone and learning and admitting that I don't know. That's sometimes the hardest thing, especially as we grow as adults. We don't want to admit that we don't know something, right? And so I'm always encouraging people to challenge ourselves, have that courage, step up, and make a difference in the community. And I'm so proud of all of you because you really do. You do impact your world for good, and I thank you for that. And if you're new to the station and you're going, what is she talking about? I'm encouraging you to stick around, because as we bring guests in the studio and you hear their story, their challenges, how they've overcome their challenges in life, I think there's so much to learn from that. And that's what being a community radio station is all about, is connecting to those business owners, those individuals and citizens, finding out what they're motivated by, because then it helps us talk to our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers about what motivates them, right? And so it makes us all better. Speaking of Oregon, And coming here, you know, I moved here a year ago. This guest I just learned, and I'm so excited to have her on the air. I'm going to introduce her now. She and I have something in common because we both lived in the Dakotas, and we know about the cold tundra. of the Dakotas. She lived in North Dakota, and I'm in South Dakota, and we both got coached this morning by our loved ones about driving in this weather. Raisa, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you so much for having me. Did you know that there's a difference between a wet snow and a dry snow?
Tell me. Let's talk about
it. Well, actually, North Dakota and South Dakota, that's what we had. We had the dry snow. Mm. It packed. It was nice. It's that perfect snow for mm-hmm. snowballs and mm-hmm. you know, tobogganing down the hill. But what we get in Oregon is the wet snow. That's when it melts and it freezes, and that's when you get that layer of ice underneath the snow. That's what makes roads dangerous.
It is very, it's incredibly dangerous, and it's deceiving because mm-hmm. you think, you look at the road and you think, oh, it's fine. And then you get out there and you're, or even walking.
Yes.
Ooh, you got to be careful, friends. But, you know, when you get out of your house, even to go to the mailbox, be careful because it can be deceptive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great point. And that's where in South Dakota, too, you get the big fluffy flakes.
Yes.
It's almost like, or up in the higher parts of Colorado in the ski resorts, you get those white fluffy flakes. But around here, it's just wet, drizzly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, do you get icicles here? I wondered if you do that. I know they do when it melts in South Dakota. And the difficulty when we see ice in South Dakota, maybe this was the case in North Dakota, it would melt mm-hmm. and it would warm up like to the 40s and start melting, and then it would refreeze.
Oh, goodness.
And
it'd
get cold the next day. And the variance in temperature was because in the Black Hills, it's the banana belt.
Right.
And very similar to the valley here. You know, we have, you can go to Portland and it's different from how it is in Salem. And the road conditions coming in from your area, you came along the interstate, I'm guessing, from the Woodburn area. How were the roads then coming in?
Yeah, so in town, they were a little bit, we were doing our own types of donuts, you know, not the kind you eat, but the kind your car does
in
on
your
ice.
Car?
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, inside the neighborhoods, the roads weren't very well taken care of, but once you get onto the freeway, it's a lot easier, mm-hmm. but you always just got to make sure you have enough space between you and the car, and it's something you just learn with practice.
Yeah, you just pace yourself, and if they don't like how fast you're going, they can go around you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's wisdom. So I want to encourage folks again, if you don't have anywhere to be today, just maybe make another cup of coffee or hot chocolate, put the warm fuzzy socks on, and watch some, you know, a good movie or something. Who knows? Read a book.
Yeah.
That's kind of a novel idea, right? Read a book and pull out those books that you've been like, I want to read that someday. Well, here's that someday. Raisa, thank you for joining me. This is your first time on the radio, right?
Yes, you're doing my palms are sweaty.
Oh, you're doing great so far. And I'm trying to think of the first time that I saw you in person. I think I was at a public meeting. We were talking. It was like organizing for campaign stuff or whatever. And I remember you stood up and you spoke. And I was like, there is a gal who is bold and brave, and she's doing it afraid. But you did it, and you spoke so on point and strategically. And I was so impressed with your ability to do that, because I knew you were nervous, just kind of like coming in this morning, and you did it anyway. Talk to us a little bit about how did you get to Oregon, and a little bit about your story. When we come back, we're almost to break already. I can't believe with all this weather stuff, we're at a break already. But when we come back, I want us to tell your story a little bit, how you got here and how you started getting involved in your community, in community in general, and maybe even in politics. We'll talk about that.
Absolutely.
Sound good? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Raisa on the air with me today. I'm so excited for you to get to know her two friends. She has a compelling look at life and a fantastic attitude, and it's contagious. We'll be back with more conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you, friends. This 12th day of February. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. This weekend, oh yes, we have Valentine's Day on this weekend, and it's a Sunday, so if you don't know what you're doing, or if even some people do Valentine's Day, some people don't. Some people like to pretend they like the day after Valentine's Day because it's a great sale on chocolate usually. But Valentine's Day, there is something to celebrate here in Oregon, because Oregon's birthday is on February 14th. And so 1859, Oregon was founded on February 14th, the 33rd state admitted into the Union, and in 1860 was home to over 54,000 residents. Today, around 4 million people call Oregon home. And it's kind of cool. Only 10 Oregonians call the town of Greenhorn home. I didn't know there was a town of Greenhorn. Did you, Risa?
No, that's the cutest name ever.
Isn't that crazy? Oh my gosh. I actually used this word this last week, a greenhorn, in regards to an area that I had never been or ever done anything. I'm a greenhorn, and man, I haven't used that, but there's actually a town. That would be fun. So you are here in Oregon.
Yes.
Were you born and raised here?
I was.
You were. Talk to me a little bit. How did you get over to North Dakota and then get back? Talk to us a little bit about that.
My life is kind of amazing in a way that I know that God's blessed me in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Now that my eyes are kind of open to all the different blessings. I was born and raised in Oregon, same as my husband. And after we got married, we spent 5 years in North Dakota, started a trucking business. We had one child there. We moved back here a few years ago, had another child here, and now we're just living and loving life.
I love it. And so you're still in the trucking company?
Yes, we still have a trucking company. We also, out here in Oregon, we have a construction business, as well as my husband is now a financial advisor.
Well, so good for him.
He should be listening, so hey, baby.
I love it. And how many children do you have?
We have two. We have my oldest, who's 5. His name is Gregory.
Oh, I love
it. And my youngest, Isaac, who's 2.
Oh, fantastic. And what an adventure life is,
isn't
absolutely. It? What's the best thing about being a mom?
I think it's just the boundless energy that they have, mm-hmm. and it comes into just boundless love for you. Like, I never understood whenever it's hard being a mom, but like when you're a mom of boys,
mm-hmm.
they love you so much.
Oh yeah.
Like, no, I especially with all of the community and the political work that I do, my work is so multitasking,
mm-hmm.
but the few moments that I get with them, they love it.
And
my oldest is a mama's boy, and he'll cuddle me anytime.
Oh.
And he will not go to sleep, and he's like, "Mama, I don't go to sleep until you say I love you." Okay, I'll be in there in a minute. You know?
Oh, these are the moments, and I encourage you, especially moms of young children, to write down those fun little precious things that
mm-hmm.
you can look back when your boys like mine are 30 and 20, almost 24, you know,
yes.
it's like, and they're having their own families and very busy in their world. It's very important to remember these things.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I appreciate about being a mom and my boys, and I have 3 girls and 2 boys, the boys particularly, is I was very thankful that they always wanted to hug and love on mom,
mm-hmm.
no matter what age they were at. That's very precious to me, because that's not always the case, you know. And
absolutely.
So it was a wonderful experience. Now, you were at this meeting that I saw you at, and you were willing to stand up and get engaged in political things. Has that always been something that has been instilled in you, like growing up and all of that, or is that just something pretty new?
No, here's the thing. I actually took a civics class in high school and failed it.
Oh.
And then I also took a public speaking class and failed that in high school as well. So I've always been very shy and very reserved in my opinions. And then the last couple, and I always had this opinion of politics where it's really dirty and those who are in charge, I can't influence it anyway, so why even bother? Why even trying? And then a couple of years ago, I had this realization where something was calling me to go to this Capitol one day. And I was like, I've never even been. I don't know why I'm going, but whatever, I'll go. Turns out that was the day they were introducing a bill called House Bill 3063. This was the vaccine mandate bill.
Mm.
And I saw just how flippant they were about our religious rights and our God-given rights as parents to make medical decisions for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not okay. Do they not realize how serious this is?
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked around and I realized that they didn't realize how serious it was, and the citizens didn't realize how serious this was.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that if nobody was going to stand up for my children, I was going to.
That's good. That's so good. And what a great example of how elections have consequences.
Exactly.
And how at the local level they impact us, but also at the state level. So you went, there was a crowd of you, several
mm-hmm.
other individuals that showed up, and what ended up
happening?
What happened when you got there?
It was amazing, because when I showed up first thing in the morning, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'll figure it out once I get there.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd just started growing and growing, and then suddenly we started, there was a line, and we started just putting down our names. We're like, we don't even know what's in this bill, but we're going to speak on this. Like,
mm-hmm.
we have to do something. And so we very quickly filled up the first room,
mm-hmm.
and then the second room that they opened up with us, and then the third and the fourth. And I think by the end of the day, we had 4 rooms that they had opened up for us to listen to the bill hearing, and then 2 overflow areas.
I love it.
And there were mothers and children, and so many people holding up posters of, this is my child who was vaccine injured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heartbreaking. My heart broke for all these people who, they just wanted to be given the ability to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And there were government officials that says that, no, you don't get that choice. And there were so many of us who were standing up, and even though our hands were shaking,
mm-hmm.
we were still proudly standing there. We were like, no, we do have the choice, and you cannot take that away from us.
And so the hearing happened, and people testified. And then what was the results of that hearing?
That was a really long hearing, and it lasted until they're supposed to like end the Capitol at the end of like 4, but then they kept us open for another hour. And there were still, I think 300 or 400 of us that signed up to speak, and they only got to like 70 or 80 of us.
Incredible.
There were so many of us that didn't even get a chance to speak. And after that bill hearing, they had a couple of others. And it seemed like every time they had a bill hearing, every time we would all just show up.
Mm.
And we would all just support each other. And even though, you know, me, a greenhorn coming into all of this, you know.
Using the word.
Exactly, word of the day. And me not knowing where to go or what to do, I was surrounded by so many amazing Oregonians for medical freedom. If you ever get the chance to have them on here, they're incredible. And we just supported each other. And then it was us being there every single day, being there with our legislators, be like, you represent us.
Yes.
You represent our values. You represent our children. Recognize the responsibility and the duty you have here.
Mm.
And we were there. We were kind. We were respectful. And it was such a beautiful thing because the way that ended with the bill, we were at the end of the session, the legislators had to do the walkout, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much. There's not enough time to talk about all that happened, but it was just an amazing experience.
So ultimately, the bill never got passed.
No, it was killed.
Great, because
yes.
People got active, they got alerted, they showed up in great numbers, and that influences these decisions. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and maybe somewhere out there we'll find Terry Saul, and he'll give us an update on the road conditions as well. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a
good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to say thank you to our show sponsor, Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Give Dave and Paige Smith a call at 503-939-7099. We're continuing to be under a storm warning and somewhere out there wandering around aimlessly, hopefully down to maybe one donut left, is our friend Terry Saul giving us a road report. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing just great, but unfortunately, a lot of the other drivers seem to be doing a little bit, have more problems than we should right now. Traffic seems to be picking up all over the place as people are getting out and heading out to work or to school or wherever they're going. But there is a problem on Highway 22, about milepost number 17. There is a car going westbound in the eastbound lane. Not a good sign.
Oh, no.
And so they're trying to look for that Jeep and try and get that one guy turned around. If you are heading south on the interstate, once you get past Albany area, the interstate is pretty well clear all the way down. Matter of fact, I just checked out the cameras all the way down to California, and it's there's sunshine down in that particular area there by Ashland. So if you are planning on heading south on Interstate 50, you shouldn't have any problems once you get out of the Corvallis area there. As far as northbound goes, if you're going up to the airport stuff, hang on, because it's a little bit of some slow go up there. They are still getting a lot of the rain and the freezing rain, too. So if you are heading that particular area, you also might want to, if you are going up to the airport, call the airport in advance, your airlines, and make sure that your particular plane is either arriving on time or departing on time, because you could get up there and find that to be a problem, too. Other than that, we have some ambulances en route, two of them to be exact, en route to the Salem Hospital, one from the Lancaster area, and the other one from the downtown area, so you might want to keep an eye out for that, too. Other than that, hey, everything's fine, and I'm going for donut number 4. This is a chocolate donut with sprinkles on it.
You're making us hungry over here. Thank you so much for the road report, and maybe give us a call here in another about 10 minutes and tell us how you're doing.
You got it.
All right, thank you. Terry Saul giving us a road report this morning on how the conditions as you leave this morning and to go anywhere that you need to go to. Be mindful that you'll have to, probably the biggest challenge, first of all, and I want to say thank you to my Terry for scraping the windows and getting the car open, because the door
door was closed, was frozen shut, and got it warmed up so I could get here to the studio this morning. And please take some caution this morning, friends, as you're out and about. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and it's been a great conversation so far. Raisa, thank you for being here this morning, coming down from Woodburn area in the weather conditions. Of course, you and I both living in the Dakotas, we're kind of used to that, right? But the main thing about this weather is not only even if you're confident in driving, some of these other folks aren't as confident and they haven't had as much experience as we have because we lived in the Dakotas. So you have to be mindful, be always on the lookout for others, right?
Absolutely.
When we're doing it. But the most dangerous part is from your parked car into the front door of wherever you're going, because the sidewalks aren't maintained very well. So keep that in mind as well. So we were talking a little bit about getting engaged, getting involved, and there was an issue at the Capitol that you had never really participated. You weren't really interested so much or did so well in school on those issues, but when it becomes your personal life, your children's life, you're like, wait a minute here, I got to do something. Since that time at the Capitol and stopping, literally you all, the community raised up and said, no, you're not going to mandate vaccinations. Since that time, talk to me about your journey of getting involved in civics and politics and things like that. What have you been up to?
Yeah, so that bill, even though like we won with that bill and it ended, it inspired us in the way that it showed us that that's what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else can we do? What other changes can we make? So this last year, we've been really inspired on, you know, teaching our people what rights do they have? Because if they don't know what their rights are, how can they know when they're being infringed on?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what's in the Constitution, how can you say our government is acting unconstitutionally?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been really inspired to be informing people and then just uniting the different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many amazing different grassroots organizations here that have been doing this much longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to all band together and be like, you know what? This is a big thing. This is our Alamo, and we're going to do this together.
I love it. And so when you think about the Constitution, you think about the founding fathers who started this country. What inspires you the most when you look at that history? Now with your adult mother eyes, right? Because
yes.
You have children that you want to impart this information to. What impacts you the most?
So whenever I think about, in the beginning, I was just, I'm just one person.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I'm just
mm-hmm.
one voice. Well, and then I think back to during the time that the Constitution was signed, a committee of 10 men were tasked with the task of voting on whether or not slavery should be allowed in America.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for slavery to not be allowed, they needed a vote of 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
So the vote ended up with 6 people saying no, 3 people saying yes, and 1 person abstaining.
Wow.
So because that one person said, my voice doesn't matter, my vote doesn't matter, therefore I'm not going to give it, what followed was hundreds of years of horrible life for those who were affected by slavery.
Mm.
And so whenever I think back to one person's voice matters, that's what it is. One person's voice matters. All of our voices matter.
Yes, yes. And it's such a powerful point that you're making, as well as the fact that if an election doesn't go your way, I've heard this a lot, well, what does it matter? It didn't go my way anyway, so I'm just going to leave the party, or I'm going to just stop voting or showing up. What do you say to them?
I tell them, this isn't just a race. This isn't just something we're going to get to the finish line and then we're going to be done. It's not one of those things. And when the founding fathers created the foundations that make America so great today, they didn't just make it that way. Oh, you guys just need to be involved when something isn't going your way.
Mm-hmm.
Or because that's just not what it is. The way they constructed the foundations mm-hmm. of America was that there would be an open communication between the citizens and those who are representing them at the state level
mm-hmm.
or state level, local level, whatever have you, the governing body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been pushing everybody to recognize, that we should be involved in politics, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something good, we need to be celebrating. If there's something bad, or if our governing body is stepping out of the bounds that we have consented to,
mm-hmm.
it is our duty as citizens to step forward and be like, oh, uh-uh.
Right.
You don't have the right to do so.
It's called accountability.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Accountability. And if us citizens don't step up and hold our governing body accountable to the Constitution, to the laws in place that we've consented to, then who will?
Mm-hmm. Well, and knowing our history is so incredibly important, knowing where we came from, the good and the bad. We need to learn from the bad mistakes that we've made as well, and what you've pointed out about the founding fathers, and should slavery be ended? You know, most people don't know that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be reminded, too, we didn't get here overnight.
Exactly.
We didn't get to this place where our culture and this cancel culture and all the voting evil things as good and calling good things evil, we didn't get here overnight.
Exactly.
And so we're not going to correct it necessarily overnight, and we shouldn't be discouraged in doing good, right?
Exactly. And I tell everybody, when everybody turns on the news is so good about telling you who is bad.
Mm.
And if we're so involved in what the news is telling us that we don't even ask ourselves what we believe and who we believe, if we don't look at everything objectively and we're going to believe whatever the news means, then we're not a free people. Then we're going to be chained to that television.
Yes.
So when I try to tell people to claim their independence, that's what I mean. Recognize that maybe the enemy isn't the one the news is telling you. Maybe the enemy is inside you.
Mm.
Maybe it's the fact that we are so afraid. Maybe fear is our enemy.
Mm.
Maybe it's when we see something wrong, even minuscule. Let's just say somebody walks into a store that's not wearing a mask and they get berated by the store owner. How do we feel about that?
Mm.
And if we feel inside of us that that's wrong, that person should have the right to do so and say so as they feel fit.
Mm-hmm.
We have the responsibility then to stand up for that person, but also that feeling inside of us, because that feeling comes from God.
That's right.
That's God telling us, I gave you these God-given rights.
Mm.
What are you doing with them? Are you watching them slip away? Are you going to stand up for them?
Very good. And in a sense, it's a stewardship issue.
Absolutely.
We're here to steward not only our rights, but the rights of the future generations. And it even talks about in the Constitution for our posterity. What are we doing for the future? And that ties into life, liberty, and the protection of the innocent, even the child, you know, from conception to natural death, human life, having respect for it, and certainly standing guard of it. And not only so our brothers and our sisters, but what are we doing for ourselves? And I think it's so important that we unite with one another with all of our different backgrounds.
Absolutely.
Differing backgrounds. I detect a little bit of an accent there that when you talk to me. and so that's the beautiful part about America.
Yeah.
That's what makes us so unique. And that's why other countries so look to us as that shining light on the hill of freedom and liberty and the freedom to have religion or the freedom not to have religion, right?
Absolutely. And here's something that people don't know. The Recall Kate Brown effort was huge, and it united people from all different backgrounds. And what people don't know is when they counted about, I think it was 20 or 30% of those who signed the Recall Kate Brown petitions were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot. So we have to stop looking at a party versus party.
Right.
We have to look at a citizens versus tyranny. Those who we as citizens recognize our power and our mm-hmm. independence mm-hmm. and our liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's those who don't.
Yes.
That's how we should see it.
Well, and I think standing and making a statement by showing up, standing strong, being visible is so incredibly important these days, because so much of what we're doing has been put away in isolation, breaking up community. You can't meet together. You can't. And of course, now we know this is not true, but they tried to say we can't meet in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
We can't, you know, we can't assemble. And we're still a year later. It's almost been a year. That was about the 17th of March, I believe, when they put the mandate, you know, we're going to shut everything down. We're going to flatten the curve, you know,
mm-hmm.
just a couple weeks, and then we'll get back to whatever normal is, right? And here we are all these weeks later.
Yeah, it's soon going to be the 1 year anniversary of the 2 weeks to flatten the curb.
Oh, you know, it kind of reminds me of being pregnant and wondering if you're ever going to have that
yes.
baby when you have that due date. And I always went over and I was like, is it ever going to show up, you know? And
yeah, you're just sitting there. You know you're not in charge of the situation. You're just giving until, all right, it's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
We just want it over and get back to normal. And that we have some critical things going on in our community in regards to many of our businesses are really struggling. And here, when talking about the freedoms and the independent thing that I'm struggling with and the one realization that hit me as I looked on February 9th, the governor had her update. You know, every 2 weeks they update the risks and stuff of the counties. And the Portland area got freed. They got lowered from extreme to high risk. So now they can have indoor dining spaced out and all of that. But here in Marion County, we're still extreme. I'm thinking, yeah, this makes no sense because the populations and the numbers and looking at it. But then I remembered, oh, wait a minute. We have the Capitol here.
Exactly.
The Capitol is here in Marion County, right dab in the middle of Salem. And if we're a lower risk level, then people might start engaging their legislature and things won't go the way maybe the governor wants it to go. Makes me wonder. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to say thank you to Country Financial Sunderland Agency with Bill Sunderland for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs, get a hold of Bill Sunderland today, sunderlandagency.com, or give him a call, 503-885-0789. Now, speaking of Valentine's Day coming right around the corner, I saw this and I thought it was awesome. Mike Adams with Adams Ribs and Smokehouse, they're doing a Valentine's Day special where, you know, you can pick it up and take it home and have a nice little cozy with this weather and everything. That might be the way to go for Valentine's Day dinner. So you might want to look into that as well. We've got some community events coming up. Yes, this Sunday is the kickoff rally for 40 Days of Life on the 14th at 3 p.m., 40daysforlife.com/Salem. Of course, the 40 Days for Life this year during the Lent season is February 17th through March 28th. They'll be praying outside of Planned Parenthood. So if you want to get engaged and involved in that, I encourage you to do so. Also, the 14th at People's Church, 11:30 a.m., is Biblical Citizenship Class, Patriot Academy. A lot of my friends across the country have been attending this, either online or had friends fly into Vegas this week for a face-to-face training. And so we're really, really blessed to have that right here in Salem coming up February 14th. And then February 18th, Breakfast with the Chief of Police. It's going to be a virtual event online, but go to salempolicefoundation.org and find out more there. And Chris Ann Hall coming to the River Church. That'll be February 19th and 20th. An excellent training. It's free. There is a $10 lunch if you want to sign up for that, but I encourage you to get your ticket because I think even though they have plenty of space there, I think it's going to fill up pretty fast. We all need to know how to stand and know what our constitutional rights are as citizens, just like we were talking about this morning. I hope to see you there. TheRiverNW.com. Get your tickets today. And we're going to get a road report again somewhere out there. It's kind of like, maybe like Where's Waldo, but it's Where's Terry Saul today. Where are you at, Terry?
Actually, we're back in the downtown area right now. And there's OSP is really having some problems right now. The traffic seems to be picking up quite a bit and it's causing some accidents. They're actually looking for two different accidents on I-5 by milepost 253, which is going to be just north of Coober. And they also have another accident at Mission and I-5 where the airbag was deployed. So you need to keep that in mind as emergency medical equipment as well as police responding to that particular area. A lot of people having trouble this morning. It was fine this morning early, but it just seems like in the last hour or so, well, actually, ever since you went on the air, Stacey, trouble seems to be happening all over the place.
It gives us something to do, right? Something to report on and tell people not to go that way. So that's an advantage, right?
It's totally an advantage. The other thing that people have to remember is that you might want to give yourself, it took me about 15 or 20 minutes to dig my car out of the ice that it was in this morning. Like you said earlier, your hubby helped you get your car out of there. Give your car some time to warm up and get that ice scraped off of your vehicle because it did get pretty stuck overnight. I should say last night, and I had a hard time getting my car going too.
Yeah, so we want to be mindful of that and also the sidewalks, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I have a confession to make.
Okay, do tell us.
I don't feel good.
You got it. Well, Raisa and I were wondering if when you said donuts, if you weren't spinning the car around a little bit too, but you had all the donuts, didn't you? You didn't save us one.
Not one, and also, yes, I was spinning the car around a little bit, but it wasn't by my plan. It was actually happening.
Oh, my.
I got a stomachache right now. My count was four, and now all of a sudden I just need to go lay down somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. You better go rest up. And certainly, if the weather's intense next week, will you be willing to be our roving road reporter?
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, I feel better now. We're doing it.
Sounds great. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for your time. And be safe out there, okay?
All right. You have a great weekend.
All right. Stay safe. Thank you, Terry. So Terry Soule from The Terry Soule Show. Of course, you can listen to him tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and then again on Sunday at 6 p.m. And he always has such great, entertaining interviews, and it's worth your time. And we appreciate him. He does our weather forecasts, and he's just a great, great friend and a great ally to have here to work with at KSLM News Talk Radio. We're continuing the conversation. We have a few minutes left, Raisa. We were talking about getting engaged in the community and getting trained up. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing. Are you involved with a political party? Are you getting engaged a little bit more?
Well, I am a delegate with the Marion County Republican Party, mm-hmm. but I'm also doing my own. I've got three goals right now. It's informing the community of what their rights are, uniting the different grassroots mm-hmm. organizations, and the third step is just activating people in their civic duty. So I've got a website called libertyactionfront.com where I'm informing everybody what I'm doing. Everybody, please come check it out. And that's what I'm doing. We're working on getting an event together, and I'm working, you know, of course it's difficult, but I'm not stopping. I'm not letting these mandates stop me, and I'm not letting my fear keep me down. I'm just going to keep on trucking.
What keeps you motivated and encouraged? Where do you get your encouragement?
I think it's a mixture of a couple different things. I've got an amazing husband and two wonderful kids at home, and I do a lot of what I do for them. But I think at the end of the day, I'm a Christian girl. And I think at the end of the day, I'm doing what I can. That way, on Judgment Day, I can be looked in the eyes and say, well done.
Well done, servant.
Exactly.
Good and faithful servant. Well, in the Bible, of those of us who like to read the Bible, and that's our other roadmap, the Constitution of the Bible.
Exactly.
I say we need those in our lives. We are told to occupy until he comes. We need to be participating in our day-to-day lives. We need to be loving on people, and it's sometimes difficult. You know, not humanity can be very challenging to love at times, but we have such a great example in through our faith and belief in Jesus and what his Heavenly Father God sent his Son in great love. We can have that same love for others, even the ones that are hard to love and those that don't think like we think, right?
Absolutely.
We can have grace and mercy, and we can show them through our actions the difference, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I appreciate about you. I appreciate that you're a woman of action, not just words, and you're making it happen. Tell us your website again one more time.
LibertyActionFront.com.
LibertyActionFront.com. Get plugged in, friends, and certainly we'll have Raisa on the air again. Are you ready for that?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on.
All right. Look at her getting so brave, doing it afraid. I'm so very proud of you.
My palms are no longer sweaty.
Yeah, look at you. She'll be running this board and on this side before long. I guarantee it. Maybe I found someone to fill in when I'm gone. Oh, she likes that idea. Yes, friends, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Again, I want to remind you that this broadcast will be up on the podcast on our website, kslm.news. You can grab the link, listen again, tell your friends and family that you can stream 24/7 online at kslm.news. We'll also have a link up on our Facebook page, like us at KSLM Radio. And don't forget to be watching the weather throughout today as it will continue to be cold and icy. It's 29 degrees right now in the studio, and it's only going to get up to 32 degrees. And as we go through the weekend, it continues to be a little bit of a challenge tonight under that winter storm warning. So please be safe. Whatever you've got planned this weekend, know that you can go to our website, look for road conditions, and it has the whole map of Oregon. You can kind of see where with the cameras and see what's going on. We're linked in there. You can check that out. And don't forget to celebrate something fun this weekend for Valentine's Day and Oregon's big happy birthday. Oh my goodness. Ew. That's kind of fun. We'll put a link about that, the 10 things about Oregon that you can share on your Facebook page and make it positive, right? Making a difference. Any last thought before we head out of this hour, Raisa? Anything you want to say?
Thank you so much for having me, and everybody, thank you so much for listening. I hope you go out there and have a safe and blessed day.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So very thankful for each and every one of you, friends. Lots coming up. Lots of activities. Hope you're getting registered. That's something you can do on this cold day as you're staying in. Get registered for the classes coming up. Let's be engaged and active in our community. God bless you, my friends. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you, Lord willing, on Monday. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.